Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my friends. Nico Beefsus here, and I'd like to welcome you to a brand new edition of First Start, sponsored by Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. First of all, happy Halloween. I hope everybody has their candy and costumes ready to go for this beautiful day. I'm in New England. I already see kids. The daylight hasn't even ended, and I already see kids coming around to say trick-or-treat, which makes me super excited for the fall season and for the winter coming. We will be spending the next hour breaking down the beautiful sport of soccer together. I have a great show coming your way. On today's show, we will be covering match week 9, the most notable games. We will talk about the Liverpool demise that seems to be happening right before our eyes after breaking the Premier League transfer record fee twice in this past summer. Who would have thought, huh? I mean, definitely not me and definitely not Liverpool fans. I'll tell you that for sure. We're going to preview the match week 10, and then we'll talk about a little bit about the Clásico that happened this past weekend. If you guys don't mind, I'll also give you a parlay because there's some picks that I love this weekend coming up in the Premier League soccer. Why not? We have a great show coming for you, jam-packed with action for you, my friends. The beautiful sport we all love keeps giving us action to talk about, and that's an absolute gift from God. On the Clásico, we had a lot of drama with Vinny being subbed out and kind of mouthing off to Xabi Alonso, which I think is absolutely insane. Mbappe gets a goal. He also misses a penalty, but doesn't cost Real Madrid the win. Real Madrid gets their first win in a Clásico after suffering 5 defeats in a row last season. I mean, if you're thinking about Real Madrid's history, how successful this club is to lose 5 games in a row against the biggest rival has got to be a huge punch in the gut and the ego of his players. And Mbappe spoke after the game and talked about how important that win was for them, especially for their morale. Vini came out and apologized to Xabi Alonso and his teammates for his reaction to being sobbed off the field. I feel like him not getting that Ballon d'Or has messed with his ego a lot. And then Yamal, there was a lot of drama on the field. Pedro got a red card at the end. It was a jam-packed El Clásico. The most viewed game in the world, other than a World Cup final in the world of soccer. Do not move. Jam-packed show coming your way. Nico Beef Sauce. We will be right back. Love you.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to First Touch, my friends. Nico here, and let's hit the ground running because we had an amazing match, week 9 action. Straight away, Chelsea 1, Sunderland 2. An absolute shocker of a game, especially with how the game started and especially with the fact that Chelsea played their subs in the Champions League game against Ajax midweek. They had a smasher of a game, 5-1. Came in this game rested. They got the rest of some starters that they had. And the game started off perfect. Garnacho in the 4th minute gets the ball on the left wing, goes straight at the Sunderland defender and scores with his weak foot, his left foot, to make that right. Ball goes right underneath the keeper's legs. He could have had a better reaction there. Chelsea leads 1-0. Game goes on, and in the 20th minute, Sunderland responds. A long throw gets the ball right inside the box. Deflections happen. Chelsea defenders fail to clear the ball. And Isidor taps it in from close up. Sunderland equalizes 1-1. Fans go absolutely insane. The scenes were awesome. Halftime ends at 1-1. And Chelsea's desperately trying to get a goal in the second half in order to get back on easy street. No big chances were missed. I feel like Sunderland held their own defensively. And they weren't really threatened by Chelsea much in the second half. Chelsea seemed to have no answer for Sunderland's defense. And then the shocker happens. In the 93rd minute, Brobbey gets a long ball from out back. He has two defenders on him. He's below the middle of the field. Has two defenders on him, but manages to bring it down, drive it right inside the box. And then the shocker for me here is that although he's double-teamed, he has his back turned away to the goal. And both defenders are kind of just waiting for him. I mean, he's obviously waiting for reinforcements to come. So I don't know what the Chelsea defenders are waiting for, really. But reinforcements come. And Brobbey plays a perfect pass to Taibbi that arrives with momentum and with a single-touch shot, scores a beautiful goal in the bottom left-hand side corner of Sanchez. Chelsea 1, Sunderland 2 is the final score in this game. Stamford Bridge is absolutely shocked by this, I'm sure. The Sunderland fans at the end cheering on their players. The most notable thing about it here is that Sunderland just got promoted to the Premier League, and I can confidently say that they aren't getting relegated. Despite being one of the favorites to go down this year, I got to say they are not going down. Chelsea drops 9th. And in a way, gets a punch in the gut after going 3 out of 3 against Liverpool, Forest, and Ajax in the Champions League. Sunderland is cruising. Sunderland looks like they're playing with a lot of confidence, and I feel like the future is bright for this team. Moving on, Newcastle 2, Fulham 1. I'll be honest, this is a big win for Newcastle, not only because they've had a terrible start to the season in the league, but also because Fulham was desperate for points here. Fulham has not gotten a good start, although they are a decent team. Midweek, Newcastle beat Benfica at home, and they doubled down on those wins against Fulham with a 2-1 score. Murphy opens the score in the 18th minute with a beautiful shot off the post. And that's how halftime ends, 1-0. In the second half, it's evident that Marco Silva, Fulham coach, urged his team to go forward and put Newcastle on the back foot. Fulham's attack gets rewarded by a goal from Lukic on the 56th. Lukic gets a rebound after a shot that hits the post and just taps it in from up close to bring the game level again. Newcastle seems to react, and they miss a few chances. Leno, the Fulham goalie, had a great game. He kept the danger away all the way until the 90th minute of the game. Osula takes a shot. Leno saves it, but spills it right in front of Bruno Guimaraes that gets the tap in. Newcastle seeding 12th on the table with 12 points. Fulham seems to be in big trouble, seeding 17th with only 8. Fulham's inability to sign a couple good attackers this season has left them unable to put games away, and especially playing a team that played midweek on a Champions League match with high intensity, you expect them to take advantage of that, but they seem unable to be doing that. Now, I wish Tyler was here. My boy would have loved to talk about this game with me. United 4, Brighton 2. We said on last week's show with Tyler that this is a must-win for United, especially after winning at Anfield. They had to build up on that. Going back to a Brighton game and losing would have been a huge backstep, but they got it done. Cunha opens the scoring in the 24th minute. Casemiro finds a beautiful pocket right outside the box. Cunha with a beautiful strike opens the scoring. First goal for the Portuguese winger. He seemed extremely happy to score that. Let's hope he can build up on that because I think he's a great player. He came from Wolves. That's a relegation squad. A lot of expectations for him, but a beautiful goal can change the momentum, can change the psychology of a player. United doubles down their lead on the 33rd minute after Casemiro takes a soft shot, which deflects off a defender, confuses the keeper, and the ball just slowly rolls in. United go inside the tunnel with a halftime result of 2-0. But United aren't done yet. And Mbeumo, on the 61st minute, scores a beautiful goal with his left foot, putting United up 3-0. And United seem to be cruising. Danny Welbeck scores a direct free kick. I got to say, this is a beautiful strike for whoever hasn't watched it. Danny Welbeck with the inside of the foot just absolutely smokes it on the 74th minute. And then on the 92nd minute, Haralambos Kostoulas, the Greek phenomenon that Brighton splurged around 40 million euros this past summer from Olympiacos, gets his first goal with a beautiful header for the Seagulls. If he cannot pronounce this guy's name, start getting used to it and start practicing, because Kostoulas has all the potential of becoming a massive star. Everyone at Old Trafford is holding their breath because 3-0 is now 3-2, but Mbeumo finds himself in front of the keeper and smashes it in to get United a 4-2 win with a minute to go for the game. Again, huge win for United that find themselves sixth on the table with 16 points. After getting some pretty rough games for the beginning of the season, everybody, when they saw their schedule, they were like, oh man, United is in big trouble. And they were, but they've bounced back. I got to ask, where's all the doubters? Where's all the people that were saying Amorim out? I see everybody's praising Amorim now on the team, and Mbeumo, Cunha, Sesko, everybody's on easy street. You got to be patient, guys, especially when we watch sports. You got to understand that it takes time for teams to click. It seems like United has figured it out. Soccer is a beautiful sport because you can sense that United, despite their bad start, have found a way to make things click. And now they seem to be on a roll. Let's see how the season unfolds for them, because I feel like, especially without European games midweek, they're going to be able to get big wins. Moving on from that, Wolves 2, Burnley 2, Burnley 3, I'm sorry, Fleming with a brace. Wolves is getting relegated. I've said this from the get. I'm saying this so proudly because I told Tyler as the season was unfolding and I was able to observe him for a couple of games, I sent him a text and I said, plus 160 for Wolves to be relegated is a Christmas gift. I hope he took it. We announced it on the show. I hope somebody tailed it. I definitely took it. Burnley gets a big win away from home. Wolves managed to get back into this game, although they went down 2-0 in the first half. They equalized before halftime. Whistle came to 2-2. Then Foster, with seconds to go, found a way to give Burnley a huge win. The Wolves are sitting dead last with 2 points, competing against West Ham, and who's going to be the worst team of the season? Let's see who manages to take the trophy on that one. Burnley sitting 16th with 10 points after this big win, and they're able to breathe. Villa 1, City 0. A very tough game to judge, because I feel like a lot of people banged on City getting this win away from home, but it seems like if Haaland doesn't score, nobody else will. Pep needs to find a solution to the problem. Villa got a goal in the 19th minute from Matty Cash. Everybody expected him to take the shot with the right foot. He brings it to his left, which is his weak one, and he scores an absolute golazo. City tries to get back into the game but cannot. City sitting now fifth with 16 points, and Villa, that's bounced back after a nightmare start to the season, are sitting eighth with 15. Huge props to Emery here, because I feel like him turning the season around for Villa, with couldn't even score a goal in the first 3-4 games of the season, it seemed like they were in big trouble, because they also have European football coming. So, yeah, huge win. Arsenal beats Palace with 1-0. I feel like this is their year. No need to mention too much, because I hate Arsenal, as everybody knows. Eze scores, this is ex-team. He definitely loves Palace. They gave him all the shine. They got him to the Premier League. Now Eze is competing for the league, which is absolutely beautiful. If Arsenal doesn't win the Premier League this year, my friends, I feel like the fans are going to get a demolition crew to take down the stadium. On a serious note, team looks good, solid defensively, and ultimately, Arsenal seem to be the ultimate favorite unless Liverpool or City can turn the season around quick. Arsenal has figured out a way to play football. Isn't that a surprise? We're going to go on a commercial break, my friends, and we'll come right back. We'll talk about Bournemouth and the rest of the games on this late. Nico beefs us. We'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to First Touch, sponsored by Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Nico here, and we'll keep going with the match week 9. We talked about Arsenal beating Palace. They're sitting first. They seem untouchable, I got to say. All the big teams that are a big threat to Arsenal this year are doing bad, so let's see what happens. Second are sitting Bournemouth. Bournemouth 2-4-0. Tavernier scores in the 25th minute with a direct corner kick. Krupe doubles their lead on the 40th, and that's the final score for this game. Forest seems to be inventing a new way to concede a goal every game, which is not good for them. I mean, a direct corner kick is literally one of the rarest things to see in the soccer world. Forest lost 5-0 last time playing at Bournemouth, so I guess this is an improvement, only conceding 2 goals. They're having a bad season. I love Forest, and I'm talking bad about them because they're bad. I got to be honest. Can Dyke turn this thing around? Let's see. Forest is sitting with five points on the 18th place of the league. They're in big trouble early. Bournemouth, on the other hand, is sitting second with 18, right before Arsenal, looking like the only team that is as hot as Arsenal at the moment, which nobody could have predicted at the beginning of the season. They lost Solanke 2 summers ago. They lost 2 of their best defenders in this previous window, with Højlund going to Real Madrid and Carrasquel going to Liverpool. But still, when you have a coach like Iraola, Basque coach, that is good, he's going to figure it out. He's going to make the team perform, and he's going to produce good results. Bournemouth lost their first game of the season to Liverpool at Anfield 4-2, and they haven't lost a game since in the league. Definitely a team to watch, and definitely a team that can produce really, really good football, even if they're not playing that great. Big win for Tottenham. Everton 0, Tottenham 3. Both me and Tyler love the draw, I believe, here. We didn't expect Spurs to go there and demolish Everton like that. Van der Ben opens the scoring off a corner kick on the 19th minute. On the 27th minute, VAR cancels O'Brien's equalizer for Everton, unfortunately for them. And to make matters worse, Van der Ben scores yet another header on the 5th minute of stoppage time to send teams in the tunnel with a score at 2-0 at halftime. Everton missed a couple great chances to get back in the game. Vicario played a great game. Vicario is the keeper of Tottenham. He didn't allow a goal to go in. And Sarr comes in as a sub around the 80th minute and around the 89th off a Richarlison cross. He seals the deal for the Spurs, who sit third with 17 points. That is also tough to predict, especially with Spurs having a lot of injuries this season and seeing kind of rocky with Champions League football being in place. Everton seeding 14th with 11. Can Spurs make something out of the season? Liverpool looks horrible. City looks horrible. Arsenal and Bournemouth are the only teams that are ahead of them. Can Spurs make a miracle and win the league after winning Europa League last season? I highly doubt so. I feel like the injuries is the biggest question mark for them when it comes to how high they can fly this season. I left this one for the end. Brentford 3, Liverpool 2. Everybody knows I'm a Liverpool fan, but I'm going to keep it real. Liverpool is in crisis. The Reds are sitting 7th with 15 points, and Brentford is sitting 11th after this huge win with 13. The team that everyone was terrified of now seems to be the team that everyone wants to play against. No matter how you want to cut it, Liverpool is extremely vulnerable defensively. Anyone can play against them, and anyone will be able to concede against them. Brentford opens the scoring early after a long throw inside the box. Liverpool defenders nowhere to be found once again, and Ouattara makes it 1-0. In the fifth minute of the game, to make matters worse, Damsgaard plays a beautiful through ball. Konate, that has been bad from the first game of the season, is daydreaming once again. Shade finds himself right in front of the Liverpool keeper and scores to put up Brentford 2-0. In the 45th minute, Liverpool gets a glimpse of hope. Carrasquel gets a cross in and taps it in from very up close, gets a goal back within seconds to go in the halftime, and sends the teams in the tunnel with a 2-1 result. Did you think Liverpool was going to use this goal as and gain momentum? Nope. Liverpool comes, starts the second half. They're coming off with a couple chances, but concede a penalty that came from yet another defensive mistake. And Thiago scores it. And they want to shake things up. Slot tries to shake things up by making four substitutes back-to-back. They're not able to do so. The substitutes don't produce any crazy results. Salah gets a goal back in the 89th minute to put Liverpool up 3-2. I mean, to put Liverpool down 3-2 to make a little bit to make the scoreline a little bit more friendly to them. Listen, I could sit here and talk for hours and break down what's happening to Liverpool. Nobody really knows what's happening. We can guess. I think Mark Gahey not signing for them at the deadline of the transfer window definitely plays a role in their defensive mistakes. But at the end of the day, it cannot be the excuse for a team that won the league last year, a team that broke the Premier League transfer record fee twice in the same window just this summer. I think Slot might be in trouble. I think there is something going on in the locker rooms that hasn't leaked out yet. But Liverpool does not seem to have the same dynamic as they had last season. I don't think they'll fire him just yet. I think they're going to give him definitely a few more chances. But this is Liverpool's fifth loss in six games. If I had told you that as they were signing Wirtz, Frimpong, Isak, you would say, Nico, you're drunk. Nico, you don't know what you're talking about. And honestly, nobody could have predicted this. Nobody could have predicted this. They need to figure things out quick. Liverpool need to figure out how to not concede goals against literally anyone that plays against them. And ultimately, figure out how to build a team again, because they look broken. They look completely broken up. And in my opinion, the biggest weight that you can put on the team right now should be on the coach and should be on the people that have been in the team, the players that have been in the team for a while. Leaders like Salah, Virgil, they need to step up and prove that Liverpool did not make a mistake re-signing them. These players were re-signed so they can keep Liverpool alive. They can keep Liverpool going for trophies. Right now, Liverpool seems to be in shambles. And the games that are coming up, we'll talk about the match week 10 coming up, they don't seem to be getting any easier. So they need to figure it out. I promised you some classical talk just before we preview match week 10 of the Premier League. This was a crazy game, I got to say. Madrid 2, Barcelona 1. I mentioned earlier on my opening that Madrid had lost five classicals in a row. This game had absolutely everything in the kitchen sink. Two giants clashing. A draw doesn't make anyone happy. The game starts with Vinny winning a penalty kick on the fourth minute. VAR takes it away. Everybody's disappointed in the stadium. Mbappe scores on the 13th minute, and VAR also takes that away. And everybody's like, uh-oh. Madrid started off the game hot, but the two great things that they produced got them nothing in return. I got to say, I saw hunger from Madrid in this game. And the five losses in a row in Clásicos definitely played a role. Finally, in the 22nd minute, Mbappe gets a through ball in the back. He beautifully scores a goal. The assist comes from Jude Bellingham, which is also starting to feel like his old self again. Marcus Rashford plays an assist to Fermin Lopez, and he scores a beautiful goal to make it 1-1. And the half ends, 2 minutes before halftime ends, actually, Jude Bellingham becomes a scorer after an assist off of Militao. The game is at 2-1 at halftime. Teams are going into the tunnel. Second half starts, and it starts just like the first half started. Madrid gets a penalty. This time, Jude Bellingham wins it instead of Vinny. And we saw a shocker. We saw Mbappe missing a penalty. I mean, the probability of Mbappe missing a penalty has got to be very, very low. He's an excellent striker. He has beautiful finishes. But Szczesny saves it on the top right corner. He has a beautiful save. The game goes on and on. Barcelona's trying to get back in the game and score a goal. And on the 72nd minute, we have Rodrigo coming in for Vinny. Vinny is having an absolute, man, adult tantrum. That's the only thing you can call it. He's looking at the bench. He's mouthing off. He's talking to Xabi Alonso. He's talking to the coaching staff. I think Mbappe goes near him and tries to soothe him and tell him to come off without making matters worse. But Vini's having an absolute tantrum, being sobbed off of this game. Rodrigo, his teammate in Brazil, comes in. Barcelona keeps trying to get back in the game. They miss some good chances, but unfortunately for them, they never managed to do so. The controversy, the penalties that VAR caused for this game to have 11 minutes of stoppage time, you could sense that temperatures are running high in this game. There's a lot of hard tackles. Pedri got a yellow card in the 42nd minute just before the halftime ends. And a minute before the game ends, he gets his second yellow after having a terrible foul. Second yellow causes a red. There's a big ruckus on the field. Coaching staff rushes in. The keepers try to get involved, try to separate them. The referee doesn't know what to do. Game final whistle comes, finding Madrid 2-1. Madrid is sitting now first with 27 points. Barcelona sitting behind them with 5 points of a deficit at 22. They need to figure out how to get back on easy street. They need to figure out how to win some games. They haven't been that great this season, and I feel like their fans are sensing the disappointment. Let's see what happens. Vini comes out and apologizes after the game for his reaction. He apologizes to the coaching staff. He comes out with a statement saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to react like this. It was unprofessional from me." I feel like this apology is fake. He's going to do it again. It's his character. He's a little drama queen. He wants the attention to be on him. He's a great player nonetheless. But in that squad with Jude Bellingham and Mbappe, he has to realize that he's not the man anymore. It's not his team anymore. And I feel like if he doesn't realize that, he might be looking for a sub. Preview and match week 10 next, my friend. Stay right where you are. Nico Beef Sauce, First Touch, rolling back with match week 10 preview and hopefully a winning parlay coming your way.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to First Touch. My friend Nico Beefsas here, Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America, sponsoring our beautiful show for the sport that we all love, right? I mean, I absolutely love soccer. I absolutely love watching, betting. I love the whole thing, the drama, as I talked about earlier with Vinny. That's what happens. The biggest thing that Madrid has to figure out and Xabi Alonso needs to figure out, if I want to end with something on that, figure out how to manage all the divas that are playing for that team. Match week 10, we have some interesting games, I got to say. A lot of games that seem to be right, they seem to be that they're going to go down to the wire. Burnley facing Arsenal is not one of them. Burnley on plus 950, draw is plus 500, minus 370 for Arsenal money line. I feel like the only thing that's worth betting on in this game is Arsenal money line, which is a minus 370. It seems like a no-brainer. You can throw that in your parlay and raise the value a little bit. Burnley had a good game against Wolves. I will say that I expect Arsenal to try to put this game away early. Champions League football is coming right, on the next week. So the over 2.5 at minus 135 might be of good value here. Next game up tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, Nottingham Forest first facing Manchester United at home. I feel like Forest, despite the really big the big losses that they've had at the beginning of the season, they are absolutely inclined to start getting points, especially playing at home. They are unlucky because they're facing Manchester United at their best. If they were to face Manchester United 3 weeks ago, the lines would be looking different. Nottingham Forest sitting at plus 245. Draw is sitting at plus 270. The money line for United is at even money. If you believe in your United fan and you want to take that, absolutely go for it. I'm going to be inclined to like Nottingham Forest or draw or the handicap of plus 0.5 and minus 130. I feel like they are going to figure out how to get a point here. They're going to play from the back. They're going to try to expose the defensive weaknesses that United definitely has and even might get a W. So let's see what happens. Next up, Crystal Palace facing Brentford. Crystal Palace on minus 105 money line, plus 265 for the draw and plus 285 for Brentford. Crystal Palace is very strong at home. And I will say that I have them as a favorite to win this game. And I feel like the line is generous. The midweek games can mess with them. They did look a little bit out of energy, especially when they played against Arsenal last weekend. But let's see what they put up here at home against Brentford. Brentford is a dangerous team. Thiago seems to be hot. He loves that role playing up front. And Mbeumo is missing from that team because he went to United. But I love the over 2.5 here. It's one of the picks that I have marked. It's a minus 140. I feel like Crystal Palace is going to score a goal. Brentford is definitely capable of scoring goals. We saw them score three against Liverpool. And yeah, my over 2.5, I absolutely love. Brighton, minus 110 against Leeds United at home. Draw ceiling at plus 265. Leeds at plus 295. This is a tricky one. Brighton would not have been sitting at minus 110 if it wasn't for their absences. They had a midweek game, which definitely can hurt them. They had to play away at Arsenal. They lost 2-0 for the EFL Cup. Leeds is dangerous. I am inclined to bet the draw here. And the reason why is because Brighton is going to field Haralambos Kostoulas and Dimas, which are great players. They're Greek players. I'm going to stand behind them anyway. But I feel like Leeds can kind of trick Brighton here into thinking that they can attack, they can expose with a goal. Brighton can equalize, but I don't see this game having a ton of action. I see this game going in like a 1-1 or 0-0 draw maybe. Fulham versus Wolves at home. Fulham has had a terrible start this season. Wolves are literally the worst team in the league. I don't know how Fulham is sitting on minus 115. I actually can tell you how. They have a few absences. And they had a terrible midweek game that went to penalties, which they actually got to go through. But Marco Silva was not happy at all. Fulham is sitting on minus 115, plus 250 for the draw, plus 240 for Wolves. If you're going to take something here, just take Fulham money line and pray. If they don't win this game, I feel like there's going to be some things shaken up in that team. They didn't add any players in the summer, and it's by them in the bum. Tottenham versus Chelsea. This is an interesting one. Tottenham sitting at plus 170, draw at plus 260, Chelsea at plus 150. I'm an over guy. I love the over 2.5 here at minus 140. I feel like both of these teams are going to be looking to score a goal first and get the game started on the right foot. Chelsea's still going to be missing Palmer, I believe. He's coming off an injury. They lost to Sunderland, so I expect them to come out aggressive. And Tottenham playing at home, they're going to attack. Richarlison is having a great season. All of the front guys are having a good season. I love the over 2.5 here. If you ask me, win, loss, or draw, I'm going to say draw because I feel like both teams are going to be okay with getting a draw. If you're going to bet the over 2.5, 1-1 result is the one that I'm afraid of the most, but let's see what happens. Big one, Liverpool versus Aston Villa at Anfield after Liverpool has suffered their fifth loss in six games. Liverpool sitting on minus 155, draw is sitting at plus 330, and Villa is sitting at plus 400. Very tricky game. Liverpool has got to feel the pressure now. I mean, they had a couple losses, you know, at the beginning of the season. They had some bad games, and everyone was like, oh, they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out. The over 2.5 is sitting on minus 185. That's low. That's too low for me to get enticed by it. If I was going to bet anything here, would be Liverpool money line at minus 155. You're going to say, Nico, are you crazy? You're still betting Liverpool to win. I bet them to win against Brentford, and they disappointed me. Yeah, I am a little bit crazy. I feel like this team has got to bounce back. I believe Isak is going to come back in this game. I believe Salah and Virgil have got to have a good game because they've been terrible for the beginning of the season. And ultimately, if they lose here, I mean, what's going on? There needs to be an investigation. CIA and FBI have to get involved and figure out what's going on because nobody else can figure it out, apparently. Not the coaching staff, the players, or the fans can figure it out. So somebody has to get involved and have them get back on easy street with a win. Money for Liverpool. Sunday, the slate opens up with West Ham against Newcastle. I love Newcastle money line. I know they've had a lot of games. Every 2-3 days, they play a game. So that can be absolutely dangerous sometimes for teams, especially with the energy dipping. But I feel like West Ham is definitely one of the worst teams in the league. They're sitting right above Wolves on the table with 4 points. They've only gotten one win and a draw this entire season. Do you want to bet the over in this game? You might want to bet it. It's at minus 130, so it's a little bit better value than Newcastle money line, but I don't see Newcastle not scoring a minimum of 2 goals. So if you have the option of taking Newcastle over 1.5, that's great value as well. I feel like West Ham's biggest thorn, beyond the fact that they're not scoring any goals, is how weak they are defensively. Gone, Manchester City versus Bournemouth. This game, a few years back, nobody would care. Everybody would say, oh, yeah, Man City, money line, easy. They are sitting on minus 200, the Blues. Plus 370 for the draw and plus 475 for Bournemouth to get a result at Etihad. Bournemouth is hot. I don't care what anybody says. I'm looking at Bournemouth plus 1.5 handicap at minus 175, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, I'm thinking to myself, I can do something dangerous. Even at that price, I mean, I want to throw that into every single parlay that I have. City is coming off a loss against Villa. They don't look hot. They look inconsistent, especially defensively. And even in some games that they don't score a goal, that's got to be a shocker for not just City fans, but everybody that loves this beautiful sport of soccer. I love Bournemouth here. I can take them plus 1.5. If I want, I love the draw at the halftime as a halftime result. That is sitting at like minus 110, which is beautiful. Over 3.5 is sitting at plus 140. That can be tricky, but that does have value because Semenyo is hot, Tavernier is hot, Evan Nilsson is hot. Bournemouth is just a hot team overall. If you want to risk a little bit for a great line at +140 on the over 3.5, do not let me from stopping you. I will be definitely dabbling on the goals in this game because they can defend to save their lives. Sunderland versus Everton, November 3rd. It's the last game of the slate. I got to tell you, Sunderland has surprised me. They've surprised me in the most positive way, mainly because of the confidence that they play. They started off the season by beating West Ham. I remember sitting here with Tyler saying, Sunderland versus West Ham money line. We haven't watched teams play any games, and we're thinking to ourselves, West Ham is a team that's going to bounce back after having a terrible season. Nope. West Ham continued all to be terrible all throughout the season. Sunderland beat them 3-0 in that game for anybody that doesn't remember. Sunderland is sitting at +180. The draw is sitting at +215, and Everton is sitting at +170. Now, here, I got to think to myself that Everton losing that game against the Spurs for 3-0 has got to mess with their ego. The over 2.5 in this game is sitting at +125. Let me say that again. +125 the over 2.5. I absolutely expect Sunderland to be attacking here. I don't think that Everton has any reason to park the bus. They're playing against Sunderland that's had an amazing season so far. But hey, are you not going to go there and try to put Sunderland on the back foot and score a goal? I might throw this parlay. I might throw the over 2.5 in my parlays. I'm not going to lie to you. Because, again, I expect Everton to react after a bad loss, and I expect Sunderland to play with great confidence. They don't have a reason to sit back and defend, because at the end of the day, they are a great team. They've played with confidence so far, and I expect them to continue to do so. We do have some Champions League action coming this weekend, so I'm going to touch it up for a couple minutes that we have last in this segment. There's some notable games. Champions League has been an absolute delight, especially with the new format that we've had. Now we don't have the groups anymore. We have the new way of having like a league, essentially, and getting points for wins. All the teams have started off right. Arsenal is playing against Slavia Prague. They're sitting on -360. Not a ton of value there. The game I absolutely will sit there and watch Tuesday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern is Liverpool versus Real Madrid. Liverpool sitting on +150, +275 for the draw, and Real Madrid is at -155. I feel like everybody's going to go after the goals here. It's even money for over 3.5. I will be honest with you. I got to choose who is going to win this game because I feel like there's going to be a winner. There won't be no draw. Real Madrid, Gordon Anfield, they don't have a bad history there. They've gotten some huge wins. 2-5 they won, I believe, the last time they played there with Vinny having an absolute ball. Liverpool, on the other hand, they're facing Villa at home, so they have two games back-to-back at Anfield. Depending on that, how that Villa game is going to roll, it can decide a lot. So I think I'm going to wait for the weekend to come and see the results, see how Liverpool stands after that terrible loss they had at Brentford, and make my decision then. But this is an absolute cracker of a game. The other cracker is going to be Paris Saint-Germain versus Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich, if you don't watch Bundesliga, they are one of the hottest teams in the world right now. Harry Kane, Luis Diaz, Olise having an absolute ball so far, scoring goals left and right. Definitely will be sitting there watching that. And then the rest of the slate is okay. Nothing too crazy. Manchester City's facing Dortmund at home. Newcastle's facing Atletico Bilbao, which should be a good game. And yeah, we'll see what happens. The Champions League is very exciting. The new format has got me all hyped up because teams are absolutely going for goals. I was reading a statistic the other day on a research that 65% of Champions League games so far go over 2.5. So keep that in mind if you're betting. The parlay is coming on our 2-second drill, closing the show. We're going to go to commercial break and come right back. Nico Beef Sauce, first thoughts. We'll be right back.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back to the 4-Minute Drill with Nico Beef Sauce and Sports Byline USA. First touch here again. I promised you a parlay. I will give it to you. Listen, gamble responsibly as always. I'm not an expert at this. I just love soccer and I love betting on it. So if you want to take it and tail it and win some money, absolutely, why not? I'm going to give you a 6-pick teamer, and then you can break it up to however you want, or you can smack the 6-teamer as well and be a millionaire. Why not? Full money line at minus 115. Over 2.5 at Tottenham versus Chelsea at minus 140. Crystal Palace versus Brentford, I'm going to bet the over 2.5 at minus 140. I'm going to take Nottingham Forest or draw at minus 130. Liverpool money line and Newcastle money line. You are going to wait until Sunday to see if you're the winner, but if you bet all six, it's plus 2,468. So $100, my friends, would profit you $2,500. Why not, right? I mean, As I said, I don't see Newcastle going to West Ham and playing with their food. They're going to put them away early. Liverpool has a huge must-win game against Villa. Villa is looking better than they looked at the beginning of the season, but they're going to play away from home. Anfield is going to be screaming at the top of their lungs probably half an hour before the game starts, all the way until the whistle, the final whistle. Nottingham Forest desperate for points, so I love the value of minus 130. I feel like United has a lot of confidence, but they're due to have a bad game. It's Manchester United still. Don't be fooled. Crystal Palace versus Brentford. I expect both teams to be aggressive, so I love the minus 140 there for the over 2.5. Fulham, if you don't beat Wolves, you might as well get relegated with them. I know they didn't get a lot of players to help their cause in the middle of summer, but Marco Silva, come on, man. Win this game. You have some absences, but you got to get it done. And Tottenham versus Chelsea, this is traditionally a game that goes over 2.5. I feel like Tottenham having some absences, Chelsea being hungry for a game, I see the first half being like a 1-1 draw, and then all we have to wait in the second half is a third goal to cash. My good friends, thank you so much for staying with me for an hour. I wish we had another one. First Thoughts with Nico Beef Sauce. See you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy the games and enjoy Champions League action midweek next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye, my friends.